This is my second year as chief of police. Last year, we honored R.J. Cottle, who was killed in combat on March 24, 2010, in Afghanistan while assigned to active duty with the U.S. Marine Corps. This year, we honor police officer Joshua James Collins, who was killed in combat on October 19, 2010, again in Afghanistan, while assigned to active duty with the U.S. Marine Corps. I want to especially acknowledge, because this is the year that we honor Josh. Josh's dad, his mom, James and Barbara, his brothers Donovan Cooper, who you just met, and his grandfather, Kurt Schilling. Thank you all for being here. You know, when I reflect on what to say, I'm always drawn to my own personal story because I think that it reflects the common experience of police officers. When all of us look at the program, our eyes are immediately drawn to the reverse, where the names of the 204 Los Angeles police officers who have given all in the line of duty are memorialized. But every one of us, including me, goes to our tenure, when we started, when we came on the job, when our journey as a police officer started, and we look at those names. And my journey as a full-time sworn police officer for the Los Angeles Police Department started 35 years ago. While I was in the academy, David Bailey was killed. When I left the academy, I went to Southeast Division. The second police officer to die in my tenure was James Choquette. Jim died in my arms after a traffic accident that took his life while pursuing robbery suspects. The next officer to die was James Kubley, who died in South Los Angeles, about a mile from where I was working that night. And I could go through the next 49 in order and tell you their story. And so could you. So could every police officer in this ceremony. So out of these 204, 52 have perished since I've been a police officer. And they will forever live in my memory. And I think that's important, because your initial reaction when you lose a friend or a loved one is, how could this be worth it? How could this sacrifice that my family, that this department, that this city has made, how could this individual sacrifice be worth it? And there's only one answer. It's only worth it if those of us that survive make it so. Holding these fallen heroes in your hearts, remembering them in your minds, is what gives them eternal life among the living. It is so important. Every day when I put this uniform on, when I put on this badge that represents all of you, I think of the 204. When I put this pistol in the holster, the same gun that was carried by RJ, I remember him. And all of you have to do the same. You have to have your individual totems of remembrance that lead you to honoring our fallen every day. So thank you to the families. Thank you to the faithful families that come every year, even when your loved ones are gone for five decades. Six decades, you still come every year. Because you not only do so for yourself, you do it for us. You bring us in touch with our history so that these sacrifices can never be seen as less than what they are. Because these people forever live in our hearts. So thank you. Bring Sandy Joe back up. I appreciate everybody here. I appreciate you being here. God bless the Los Angeles Police Department.